very pleased to be joined on the line today by Clearwater's boys basketball coach Zach Moore. It's his first season as head coach at Clearwater, and it's also his first head coaching job from a men's perspective for him at the high school level. So, Coach, I'm sure you got to be excited about that. How are you approaching this job in a bit of a new environment, both location-wise and just as far as the job itself?
Well, growing up in Papa Bluff, I was able to get pretty familiar with Clearwater as we used to play them when I was in high school. But as far as coaching goes, I'm pretty new for the territory. Probably the only teams I remember was from my days back at Donovan, where we played in the OFC. But now the new teams coming in from Black River League and some of those other tournaments, it'll be my first time seeing any of these teams and coaching in any of these tournaments. So pretty excited about the opportunity to be at Clearwater. I know they have a rich tradition of boys basketball over there, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Coach, how do you use the experience from your other jobs? We were kind of talking before this recording started. How do you use your experience from those? You know, you have some assistant coaching experience, you have some head girls coaching experience, stuff like that. What do you draw from, and how do you apply it now?
I just take away from each position that I've been at and every school that I've been at, you know, with just different perspectives as far as players and ability, as far as how to run practices and you know, scout other teams. All those things are things that I've been pretty familiar with. Like I said, the only thing that I'm really unfamiliar with are our new opponents we're going to see this year.
Well, Coach, you mentioned some of those new opponents. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let's talk a little bit about your team, the players on your squad. Looks like you guys, you know, had a near 500 record last year before you got to Clearwater. Who are some of the main players that we can expect to contribute in a big way?
Heath Ayers is coming back. He'll be one of our captains and seniors this year. I believe he's played all 4 years of varsity. He was all district, all conference in both the Black River League and Ozark Foothill Conference. He and sophomore, who's now going to be a junior, Taylor Hicks, bring back about 50% of our scoring from last year. I think we lost about five or six seniors, but with these two coming back, that's going to make up 50% of our scoring. To round out some of the other guys, Gage Keller, who's a junior, he's a slasher. He's really athletic and can guard multiple positions. And Carson Fay will be a junior this year, and he'll be running the point for us.
What do you kind of think your team's going to be known for? Is it going to be three-point shooting, post play, really good guard play? What do you put your finger on? Maybe defense as well?
Well, I think we're going to try to speed it up a little bit this year. After talking to the guys, to the team this year, they said that they didn't press a lot last year, but we came in this summer and tried to change the culture a bit as far as looking to press to speed up the game. We don't have a lot of height, so we spent a lot of time of shooting threes and getting down and guarding people. Those were a lot of our things that we worked on this summer. Also going down into the boot hill and playing some competition that we won't see necessarily in the regular season.
Coach, you're obviously looking to improve a little bit off of the team's record from last year. And what is your team looking like in practice right now? You know, you mentioned you have a couple of mainstays back from last year. You lost some seniors, though, as well. What is the squad looking like at this early point in the season?
I mean, I guess it's hard to really compare them to the other teams because, like I said, you know, I'm not familiar with any of the other guys we're playing with. But what I've seen from them as far as coming in and working hard, being competitive, you know, knocking down shots, I give them two things that they need to do every day, and that's get their teammates better and to make themselves better. And I feel that we're doing that each and every day we come into practice.
Well, Coach, you mentioned it a moment ago. You're going to be playing in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, and that's certainly a big tournament. It kind of, you know, gets the basketball season started, gets everyone's juices flowing a little bit. What's your excitement level for the challenge, and how do you think your guys are going to respond?
I'm real excited to be playing in this tournament, or to be coaching in this tournament. Through my coaching experience, I've been in the Bloomfield Christmas Tournament, the Papa Bluff Showdown Christmas Tournament, and the U-High Tournament up at Cape Central, or over there at the Southeast Missouri State University. But I've heard nothing but great things about the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. It's one of the oldest tournaments in the state. I've heard nothing but great things about the competition level up there. I know my guys are excited. They've told me, my seniors have told me that they've never played on the right side of the bracket. So one of our goals this year is to play on the right side of every bracket. Another goal we have is to be playing on the last day of every tournament we play in, whether or not that's for the consolation, for the third place, or for the championship. My goal as a coach and for us as a team, as a program, is to be playing on the last day of every tournament we play in this year.
All right, that was Zach Moore, head coach of the men's basketball team for the Clearwater Tigers. Back with more next on Regional Radio.